Welcome to this week's installment of the 4040 Project, covering 40 Missouri towns to celebrate the 40th anniversary of KBIA. I'm Scott Pham. Small towns, people tell me, are school and church communities. But drive 15 minutes into the rural land around Jefferson City, and you'll find Loman, a town too small to have a school of its own. So Loman is a church community. This monthly luncheon for Loman senior citizens happens in the local Lutheran church. It's headed up by Gert Strobel, former city clerk and unofficial historian.
It's changing. Farming is going out, and it was a farming community, and everything was, all the grain was brought in here and shipped out by railroad, you know. What really happened is that the boys that were in the war came home, had new trades. They weren't farmers anymore, so they left the area. But then this is a commute-type community now. Everybody that lives here has a job in Jeff City.
The luncheon is a chance for old friends to reconnect over homemade casseroles and iced tea.
This is a chicken. How are you today?
Oh, real good.
All of the people that you see here today have been here since I was a child.
Dolores Flock left her home and family to become a teacher in Nebraska. But she and her husband, Robert, eventually moved back after 30 years away.
We retired on the family farm. My parents farmed full-time, but that's the way they did it. Like, it was a way of life, and everybody did it at that time, and they could. They could make a living at it.
But that was a different time, and a different Loman.
We would starve if we had to rely on the farm. It's kind of a hobby farming, I guess, but it's still a lot of work.
Most people around here with the small farms do not farm full-time. They have other jobs and they farm just part-time.
As we talk about the way things used to be, someone comes over with a real relic of church history.
Is that the old one, Abby?
Yeah, that's the old one.
That's the old one. Oh.
It's a huge cross, the one that sits on top of the church's steeple. It's brown gold in color and badly rusted in spots. Everyone wants to see it, touch it.
It's been rebuilt. It's just open. It's a lightweight metal. It's really not that heavy. The one that's up there now is going to be there for 100 years.
Nobody's sure how old the cross is. It might be original, going back to the mid-19th century when German immigrants founded Loman. Pastor Ed Merkel shows me the very oldest part of the church.
When they built the current facility in 1924, they kept this bell tower and just surrounded it with the bricks. This is the old bell tower from the 1872 church.
The tower is dark and cold. It looks something like a medieval castle. You can still see German lettering engraved on the sides of the heavy iron bells.
They ring them about an hour before the service, and that would give people back in those days enough time to get in from the fields, maybe change their clothes, and get on their wagons and come to church.
In a community that has changed so drastically, history becomes all important. Tradition structures public life. What was important for Loman, the immigrant agrarian village, still rings true for Loman, the bedroom community.
And these are the ones we ring every Sunday.
And that's the 4040 Project this week. Check out kbia.org for more. I'm Scott Pham.